How many emails do we have to have with a schedule?
Oh, 50. God.
Here's the schedule.
I'm going to just keep sending them because I don't believe people read my email. So if I send 20 of the same email, I feel like you'll read one of them.
Oh, you send the email?
Mm-hmm. And then it's the Chaz and AJ pitcher extravaganza. You have an hour and a half to come up with wonderful pictures of yourselves.
An hour and a half.
An hour and a half. You have more time than anyone else on the schedule.
Wow. They'll spend more time in the lab making them.
No, I think it's going to be great. And some of them, AJ, have to be shirtless. I don't know if you read that. So get ready for
no
it.
No one wants to see that at all.
We're going to grease you up.
Nope.
Baby oil.
Right. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. He doesn't read emails because Diskin came in. And he's taking pictures.
And AJ was like, what's happening?
It's like, I didn't know he was coming in here. I'm like, it's in the email.
Of course.
When you, Chaz, have read the email, we know we have a problem.
It's a problem. Right?
This email you speak of, is this a thing of your people? I know of no emails.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. The Chaz and AJ Biller and Associates Great Grocery Giveaway. Last day today.
Last one.
Last one.
Last $100 gift card. If you could pick off something on Keith's list.
But I'm talking about the news today.
This will be tough. So it's the top five wacky things that have happened this week. 1-877-764-2535. I should have set that up right in the beginning.
There are no way these calls are screened because Phil was in here having coffee.
There's no one.
It's certainly going to be, hello, turn your radio down.
I was reading the email.
Did I win?
this is my nightmare. What's about to happen?
Yes.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Hi, Chaz and AJ, you're on the air.
Is it Elon Musk taking over Twitter?
Yes. All right,
boom.
We have a winner. That was fast. You won something.
You were smart.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dan from Watertown.
All right, Dan. Nice job, brother.
Good job, Dan.
Oh, that was excellent.
Damn.
I feel much better.
Damon Law, Boss Keith, top five.
Okay, so here are the top five things in the news that I have takes on. Number five, Olivia Wilde was served custody documents from Jason Sudeikis while on stage at CinemaCon the other night. We have to get the guy that did it on. Because he had to get through security. He had to get into this event. There were all these weird protocols. He needed about 3 wristbands to get to the front row of this event to hand her the documents. How did he do it? It's like espionage.
It's really wild. It would have been easier another way. Right.
Like, doesn't she go to Starbucks? Doesn't she go to dinner? Doesn't he have her address?
Just put in a crossbow and shoot it towards her?
So when this happened to me, the guy just called. So he's like, hey, I'm the marshal. I'm going to deliver you your papers. Where do you want to meet? And I go, I don't know, like Starbucks? He goes, I'll be in a hat. All right.
Then you're down?
I'll be in slippers.
Is that the way that works?
Yeah, so at 2 o'clock, we met at a Starbucks, and he came in. He goes, Keith Dagen? I go, uh-huh. And he gave me the thing, and I was like, cool. And then I listened to U2's Achtung Baby on the way back to work.
Crying
which is,
or?
It's their divorce album. It's about Edge. The whole album's about Edge's divorce.
So it
all worked out.
But you knew it was coming.
Yeah, it's better that way. So this story's wacky. She doesn't know it's coming. The guy shows up at this event.
Surprise.
Like, this guy planned it with me.
And she opened it.
She opened it on stage.
That's awesome.
Did you say what her quote was when she opened it? Because it was funny.
No, what was it?
She goes, this feels like a script. I better look at it.
No, it was not.
What could it be?
And I guess they weren't. So it's custody documents because they weren't married. So they're fighting over custody. Because she left him for, like, that Harry Styles.
Yeah, right. And then there was a picture of them in bed, and it was really gross.
Harry Styles?
Yeah, Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde.
The people love Harry Styles.
No, I don't know why. Yeah, like, they're under the covers and being all, like, romantic, and it's just gross. Because she's, like, used to be. She's not gross. She's not.
And to be honest, neither is he, separately. No, he's not gross either.
But together, they don't make a good pair.
Yeah, because, like, ketchup is good.
This is nonsense.
Ice cream's good. You don't put the two together.
Right. These are like two of the most wildly attractive people. Like, of course they look good together.
They cancel each other out.
She's too old and classy for him. He's too young and gross.
He's like Mr. Cool. Like,
no, he's
cool.
Not.
He's like this generation's Freddie Mercury. Like, Bill. He's awesome.
Nah.
Oh, so he's gay?
No, he's AJ, he's whatever, man. I don't know why you got to give labels to things.
Fluid.
He's available.
Fluid.
So if you want to do him or Ashley wants to do him, he's like around. And he might just be into it.
Someone that will do both me and AJ.
He's going to be waiting a long time.
That is an interesting character. Trust me. Is that person?
That is wild.
Trust me, I have no style at all.
If we could find that person, we should give them a big white gift card.
It's called Blind and Desperate.
I Googled Harry Styles, Olivia Wilde in bed, and nothing comes up.
Yeah, because she's wrong. It's actually Harry Styles and the girl from the movie. They're in bed together. That's the picture you're thinking of.
No, it was totally Olivia Wilde.
I'm telling you. I think you're wrong.
Send it to me when you have time, please.
But yeah, so I just thought it was fascinating, and I think we should get one of these people on about how they deliver divorce papers, because there's got to be wild stories.
That is a great guess.
So wild. I'm just here, like, coming up with ideas for the show. That's what I'm here for. Number four, Amber Heard poops in Johnny Depp's bed. Certainly my favorite story of the week.
It's not a new story.
It's still a great story. I would like the breakdown of... So I was thinking about, if I'm super mad, would I be able to do this right away?
On command?
And I can't. I've really worked through this. I think, so I'm really mad at you. I have to go have a Caesar salad, let it settle for a little bit, then I can poop in your bed. I don't think I could ever be super mad and be like, you know what, and now I'm pooping, ever. I don't think it's possible.
But if he's in a drug-fueled coma, you have time.
Plenty of time.
But you have time to have like a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant.
Yeah, let it simmer.
Like work through it.
She had kielbasa and sauerkraut, and she actually made it first.
But you've
never revenge farted?
No.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
I thought so.
Oh, this guy that's going to date you and AJ is going to not like that.
You were just saying that what's her name's too classy for the other guy. I mean, Eric, I don't even know how to compare the two of you anymore.
I have a quick question. So you're mad and you do that at them?
Yeah, sometimes they can see you and sometimes they can't.
What do you mean? You put your butt at them?
Sometimes.
What sort of weird? What?
Sort of.
I've literally never heard of that.
You belong in a zoo.
That is not a thing that people do.
Oh, come on. People have done that.
That is not in a fight, like for jokes maybe.
I'm actually speechless.
I'm like, what? I'm mad at you, fart. Like, what? It's weird.
It's like throwing a grenade on both of you. Yeah. You're both going to be affected by
that. Do you run out of the room? Like,
we die together.
Like, it's weird.
Exactly.
You grab their head and you, like, fart on their head.
Yeah.
That's
the older brother move.
Yeah.
Right.
Eat farts.
Whatever you're doing is not a thing.
No.
Oh, my Lord. Number three.
You can keep that chair, by the way.
On a more personal note, this week, I've been trying to book bands for the toy drive, right?
Yes.
I've been sending out requests and talking to agents or whatever. I want to play a game. How much does solo Vince Neil cost? Just Vince Neil. Just Vince Neil, not Motley Crue. Just Vince Neil, no band. How much for him to play four songs at 8 in the morning? How much, AJ?
He's up there with like a karaoke track?
Let's say he plays to a backing track. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna say $20,000 plus buffet.
I was gonna say 20.
Ashley.
40.
Phil.
65.
$75,000. Doesn't that seem high?
Yeah. Keys to my heart.
To have him sing Dr. Feelgood wrong. Like, that seems high.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. Wow.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, really? And your boys in Rat.
Yeah.
It's just Stephen Piercy, right?
Yeah, right.
So that was going to be my gift to you. I was going to get this terrible rat band to play. But Stephen Piercy solo wants $25,000.
That's not bad.
That should be $1,000. He plays Round and Round and a Christmas song and then something else. What other terrible Way Cool Junior?
$25,000. You don't have to reinforce the stage.
I thought $25,000 was far too high.
Steven's awesome. He's a good dude.
For $25,000?
Yeah.
For four songs?
Yeah.
Ugh, get out of here. Number two.
Ugh, you asked.
Elon Musk, I'm going to fart on you or whatever Ashley does.
Oh, you'll actually get in here. Fart on AJ.
All right, so Elon Musk buys Twitter.
Yes.
Most people are too mad about this. So I follow the wrong people, clearly. My whole feed was, I'm quitting Twitter. This is my last tweet. What are you upset about? Who cares? We're going to go with my regular policy. If it doesn't affect people whose last name is Dakin, then I don't care. People on Twitter are so wildly mad about this. How does this affect you? Just delete the app then. Your life will be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will never understand things like this, nonsense things. Big companies buy big companies that don't affect you. Like, it doesn't matter. Don't be mad about this. I'm not mad.
You look mad.
I'm mad at the people being mad. I feel great.
So you're not mad at the Twitter thing. You're mad at the people.
I'm mad at the stupid people. And people that I like that are like, today's my last tweet. I mean, is it? Like, it isn't. Are you going to move to Canada?
If it was, you wouldn't have tweeted it.
Right. And see
right. But also, who cares?
Right? Like, who cares?
I am leaving the room now.
I didn't even know you were here.
Right. I give a rat's ass because...
Like, your tweets aren't that good anyway. I'm not upset about it.
Yeah. I found out this week I got kicked out of a family group text that I didn't even know I was in.
Can you respond as well?
That just reminded me of that.
Yeah.
And the number one thing this week, so it sounds like the Connecticut budget is done, and this gas holiday is going to extend to December 1st. Why can't this be forever? This seems like an easy one. So we have figured out how to extend the gas holiday for December 1st. I'm into extending it for eternity. It's going to cost $150 million or whatever. That's fine. I'm good.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful. And they're going to give us more money for the children if we have more children. So, AJ, still time. We could find that one person.
The Fertile Myrtle?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think all of you should spend this weekend procreating, and then you'll get your $200 tax credit. It'll be great.
That's with somebody, right?
Yeah, sadly. Right. And that is it. That's my top five for today.
Thank you.
Bye.